Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? It is your girl from WSubby Podcast, also from Tampa Tuesdays. We're throwing it back tonight with a podcast that we bring to y'all. You know what I'm saying? We have a special guest coming by the way of Polk County, and it's going down tonight. It's going down tonight, guys. So we are just waiting for our guest to call in, give them a moment. But I want to kind of catch y'all up on what's going on in the world because there's been a lot of things happening all across, well, not even just in the world, but right now in the United States of America. And today is a day that, you know, there's been some things happening politically, guys. Politically, you have Biden. Let's talk about Biden for a little bit. He just unveiled a $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. This plan, you know, first of all, I'm trying to figure out where they just be pulling money from. Money just be coming out of thin air. They have all this money for COVID relief, for disaster relief, but I would like to know when are reparations going to be issued out to my people. I mean, you know, I understand we've been fighting and we want this thing for our people, but for some reason, we just can't get reparations. I don't know why, but anyway, we got a $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan, guys, that's in the making. And within this relief plan, they're going to increase unemployment. For those of you who are receiving unemployment, there will be an increase in that. There is also going to be an extension on eviction. So you'll be able to live rent-free for a little bit longer. If you are facing evictions, they're going to extend that a little bit. Then they're talking about giving us $1,400 in a stimulus check on top of the $600 that we just got approved for by Trump that I heard was some problems going on with that. But these are things that are going to be rolled out in this $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. And speaking of Trump, today, I mean, I really don't do politics on my podcast, but I'm going to talk about it. And I want to talk about the fact that Trump is facing his second impeachment. He is the first president to ever face two impeachments, y'all. Two impeachments. Now, the thing that I kind of have an issue with is the fact that they took away my boy's Twitter account. So he can't talk. I want to hear what he got to say about being the first president to ever be impeached. I hope they reactivate his Twitter account real soon so we can hear what my boy got to say. I know he's somewhere, you know, crying. But the thing is that with all of this going on, there's been some online chatter about what these folks that are Trump supporters are going to do, what they're trying to do when this when they bring the president in. I don't even know what it's called, but when they bring in Biden. The inauguration, that's what it is, the inauguration. When they bring in the inauguration, these Trump supporters are supposed to be doing something major, guys. So I just want everybody to be careful, be prayed up, and really just look out and look at what's going on in the world right now. You know, these people are – now let me back it up a little bit because – we do know about the thing that just happened not too long ago where all the Trump supporters stormed the Capitol. And I was watching on the news where they were showing them breaking the windows, y'all busting, kicking in the doors of the Capitol. And one thing that I find quite funny is that my mother told me a while ago she went to visit the Capitol, and the security was so heavy. This was a while ago, years ago. The security around the Capitol was so tight that there was no way possible, no way possible you could have gotten into the Capitol without the security stopping you. And that's fast forward to today, where there's cameras everywhere. There was just no possible way they could have been climbing walls and busting up. I don't know, y'all. I'm like a conspiracy theorist. And I do believe that, you know, some of this was staged. You know, I can argue with me if you want. This is my podcast. I say and do what I want to do. But now they're putting a fence up. They're now putting a fence up all around the Capitol so that no one can get in. And I just think it's just really ironic that they wait until after somebody busts up in that joint, kick their feet up on the desk and take some documents for y'all to put the fence up. It's too late. It's too late for the fence. But nevertheless, guys, this man is facing a second impeachment. And during the inauguration of Biden, they plan on doing some crazy stuff. I mean, looting, rioting, whatever they do, you know, we get labeled as thugs, but, you know, that's it. But let's move on to some better news. I don't know if you guys remember Tiny, the big guy off of Friday. Before Tiny passed away, he did pass away, rest in peace, and prayers to his family and loved ones. But before he passed away, he did a name change. And during this name change, what he did was he changed his middle name, guys. And guess what he changed his middle name to? Debo. He changed his middle name to Debo before he passed away. And I just think that that's iconic, because that's pretty much one of his famous roles. What he was really known for was for the Debo role. Now, also, I would like to say that I bet y'all did not know that. This is just a fun fact. This is just a fun fact. But Debo's wife's real name was Felicia. So can you imagine that? Every time he leaves the house, he's saying, bye, Felicia. So that's just some fun news, like I said, y'all. But anyway, going down tonight, we got some talent coming to the podcast. Got some really dope talent that will be here, coming all the way by Polk County. So we are going to get prepared for him. But I want y'all to understand that when we do these podcasts, it's just for y'all to have some insight on what is going down in your city. Right now, again, we brought you some Tampa talent. Tom G's been on the podcast, Tampa Tony, DJ Sandman. There's been some really dope people that have come out of Tampa that are on the podcast. You can go back and listen to those podcasts. All you have to do is click on the podcast that you'd like to listen to, download it, play it a little later, as long as you are supporting these artists as we bring them to you. Now, another thing I want to also let you guys know is that when you support someone, you show support by going to their page. They normally give you all of their platforms, all the information on their platforms. So if you have any ounce of love in your body, you'll go follow them. You know what I'm saying? And show them some love. Show them some love. But anyway, if you are waiting for the special guest that we have coming on this evening, I am going to get him on the line right now. If you give me a moment, I'm going to try to see what the deal is. Our podcast was scheduled for 8:30. It looks like he was trying to reach out to me on the gram. Listen, y'all, I do not do any phone calling, chatting, none of that on the gram. So don't expect me to answer no phone calls if you calling me through Instagram, all right? You either have my personal number or you are one of our special listeners that tune in to us each evening to get some of this dopeness that we bring you. Anyway, guys, I think I might have him on the line. Let's check it out. But we want to make sure that we get him and all of the listeners that he has, his fans, his friends, and, you know, anyone who is supporting him at this moment, we want to make sure that we are able to get him on the line so y'all can get this dopeness, all right? So y'all can get this dopeness. All right, so it's your girl, Self-Made V, again, bringing you some Polk County fire tonight. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. All right. All right, so bear with me, guys. Let me see if I can get him on the line. And just tune in. I'm just going to be right back. All right, guys. We are back live on Blog Talk Radio. And I have with me on the line, you guys, all the way from Polk County, I got your boy Slo on the line. What's going on with you, Slo?
Hey, I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed to be alive. One more day.
One more day. Listen, we made it through 2020. We made it. We here.
I know that's right.
Well, so I want to start off with you introducing yourself to the people. We have a lot of listeners tuned in, and I want them to get to know who you are as a person. So go ahead and first let's talk about how you came up with the name Slo, and are you a Polk County by way, like a native, like born and raised in Polk County, or are you from somewhere else? So go ahead and let our listeners know a little bit about you in that manner.
Yeah, I was born here in Polk County, Haines City, to be exact. I'm a native of Polk County. I walked the streets as a little child in Polk County with my friends, and you know how you grow up in the hood, and it's just Florida, man, just Florida. You know, I don't know about other guys or where they grew up at, whatever, but when I was a kid, we used to grow up, go to the little rec center. We used to be scared to go to the community center because we scared that the big guy's going to push us in the deep part of the pool and we're going to drown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we couldn't swim back then, so everybody used to be like, hey, man, why you standing in the shallow part of the water? Why you want to go to the deep end? Because I don't want to drown up. Oh, I don't know if I can curse on him.
You can be yourself. If that's what you do.
Yeah, but,
yourself, Slo.
Yeah, so, but it's just Florida. This real Florida to me. I don't know. I mean, not to take away from any other place, but Polk County is just like this real Florida because there's no metro. It's straight hood. It's straight get it how you live.
Mm.
And it's straight defend yourself.
Right. That's some real Florida boy stuff happening in Polk County.
Yeah, this is the real Central Central.
Central. So I got a quick question.
I got a quick question
because I'm not from Florida. So Polk County, what cities are in Polk County? What would that consist of?
Just the heart of Florida. You know, you got it's cities like Lakeland, Haines City, Davenport, Bartow, Fort Meade. It's Polk County land wise. I don't know if a lot of people know, but Polk County land wise is the largest county in the whole state of Florida. It's the largest county in the whole state of Florida. Yeah,
that's a fun fact. So it doesn't include Orlando though, correct? Orlando is not part of Polk County.
Nah, Orlando is Orange County, you know. You got Duval County, and which is Jacksonville. Jacksonville, I think, is the largest city in the state of Florida, but Polk County is land-wise is the largest county in the state of Florida.
Okay.
And Miami, I think Miami has the largest population. So those are three facts. Yeah, those are three facts. Yeah.
There you go. So all my East Coast listeners, my West Coast listeners, and my up north and my Midwesterners, if you have never been to Florida, make sure when you step foot on the soil that you go to Polk County. That's what we are suggesting tonight. Is that right, Slo?
Yes, ma'am. You got to come to Polk County because this is the place where men are made. You know, I don't know. It's something about this place when you grow up here. And you, I lived in Miami. I lived in Tallahassee.
Uh-huh.
Jacksonville. It's just something about growing up here. You're just not scared to live nowhere else. I don't know what it is. Yeah, it's just something about growing up here. You just don't, not to say, you know, other guys are pushovers or anything. I mean, it's I guess it's just, we just built different, I guess.
Built different, absolutely. Yeah. So let's back it up, because I asked you a question about how you came up with the name Slow. Can we touch base on that for a little bit?
Yeah. Well, to tell you the truth, I'm an identical twin also. I left that part out. But I am an identical twin. I'm 3 minutes older than my brother. And he actually had the name Fast first because he was always the outspoken one. He was always the one that would, in all the gatherings with all our friends, he would be the first. He would be the first just to be in the mix. And so they gave him the name Fast first. Fast. And so naturally, since we was twins, I was like more than one in the cut, you know, in the background. I didn't really talk a lot, you know. I just used to watch a lot. Mm-hmm. I just sit back and watch. I had to watch because he used to be talking so much, I had to be the one watching so nobody get killed.
That's deep. Because now does your twin have any talents like you? Is he out there in the industry like you are?
Yeah. Actually, to say, I mean, not to take anything away from him, but the first album we did, he produced the majority of it. He's a producer too, and so he actually, when we first came up with the record label was called Play Cut Records.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if anybody, we came back from Tallahassee, because we both of us went to Florida A&M University, FAMU University in Tallahassee, Florida.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we learned. We had been singing since we was kids, but then we learned how to promote in Tallahassee. I don't know if a lot of people listen. It was an event called the Kappa Luau in Tallahassee, the Luau. That's where a lot of big artists, they fermented in that, you know, they got big at that event. Like, so just to name a few, like Trick Daddy,
mm-hmm.
Trina,
wow.
Birdman, Lil Wayne, Mystical, Outkast, Luke Campbell.
Hmm.
I can't even really name everybody because it was just so many people. Manny Fresh, BET actually tried to take on the event before the guy who actually owned the land lost the land, because they actually had a show called every year in Daytona called Spring Bling, and our event in Tallahassee got so big that they tried to actually move from them to us.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's how we learned how to promote. So when I came back to Central Florida, to the heart of Florida, we just kind of combined both of them together. We was like, man, hey, we know music and we know how to promote. Let's just put both of them together. And that's how it all got started. And that was back in like early 2000. Yeah.
Wow. So you got a producer, promoter, an artist, and this is all under the Clay Cut Records label.
Yep. All under the Clay Cut Records label. Yeah.
And do you guys have any artists currently that you've signed?
To be honest with you, right now I'm solely working with DJ Secret. He's a big DJ out of this area, out of Central Florida. I mean, he stretches out from Central Florida all the way to each part of Florida, to tell you the truth. But when we first started, I wasn't even an artist.
Mm-hmm.
To tell you the truth, I was just I was the investor president of the company. I was the CEO of the company, you know.
Right.
And I was the guy who just invested in other artists. And what happened was, I mean, you know how it goes. You know, you invest in people, and, you know, they get a little hood fame. And then the money,
right.
You know, they people get comfortable because they're not the ones spending the money, you know. So
right.
they get a little hood fame. And, you know, the song kind of grows locally, and then they feel like they control the world. And some of them left. And because they felt like they had it all figured out after they used a little bit of money that wasn't theirs. And then some people went to prison, you know, a little stuff, get cased up in the streets kind of
right.
stuff.
Right, you know? Mm-hmm.
And then I started working with other people, you know, I started working with other people like Akon. I did a song with him and Paul Wall, Akon and Paul Wall. Friends with T-Pain, real name Fahim in Atlanta. He's from Tallahassee too. You know.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's back it up because you just name dropped.
Yeah.
You said you worked with Akon, Paul Wall, and you know T-Pain.
Yeah, yeah, we all came up together in Tallahassee, yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure I'm playing back for my listeners.
Yeah, T-Pain, his real name is Fahim. He was with the group, not the VR from our interview, but he was with the group Nappy Heads, and they was in Tallahassee. And just to give a little story about them, when we did have the luau going on in Tallahassee, the Kappa Luau, that was their big break. We allowed them to perform at that show, and then their song spread it in Tallahassee, and then from Tallahassee it spread it through the whole state of Florida.
Look at that! Wow, yeah. Some history. Wow. Yeah. So what was the first song that you ever did, and when did you know that you wanted to turn from being an investor, a CEO, producer, into being your own artist?
I didn't really have a choice because everybody, just like we just talked about, everybody kind of either left, went to prison, or gave up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in a room by myself with my brother.
Right, right.
And so I was, you know, I came in one day and, you know, I rolled up me a little cigar or whatever, a joint or whatever, and I was kind of thinking with my head down, and I was like, man, what the hell I'm going to do? I'm spending all this money, everybody gone or turned on me or whatever. And my brother was like, what you mean, what are we going to do? And he was like, you an artist too. I'm like, yeah, but I've been producing it. We've been producing everybody else. He was like, man, forget them. You know, let's make a song with you.
Right. Wow.
And I was like, okay. So we just went to bullshitting in the studio and man, we came up. I just remember this one night we came up with that. This is a song called Way Too Many Hoes to Worry About One. It's called Way Too Many Hoes. And
mm-hmm.
We came up with the beat, and the beat just caught me, and I just went to singing. And I think I went to singing and rolling up, like, all night. And we was like, man, this song is crazy. So we was like, man, because it was kind of different, too, because nobody had a song like that at the time.
Right,
like, right. Do it just sound good to us, or would it sound good to everybody else? So my brother was like, you know, man, shit, let's just get some CDs and put that shit on the street and see what happens. So we got
some
CDs, put it on the street. Back then, you know, that's when CDs was, you know, it wasn't really about social media back then. It was more about getting on the street, hustling and stuff, you know.
Absolutely, getting out there and putting your feet to the pavement.
Right, you know, posters, flyers, CDs, and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. We had a band and everything wrapped up with the logo. So we just went riding, and I bought a whole bunch of promotional stuff. And then we just, all of a sudden, and then, you know, going back to DJ Secret, he was like the main DJ in this area. So when we did start promoting it, you know, everybody in the streets went to playing it. And
wow.
Then it caught me. Secret called us and was like, hey, man, this song a hit, you know. Man, let's run this stuff. So he started running the stuff in the club. And when he started running in the club, it was like, man, people, you know how you hear a song for the first time and it's amazing that people start liking it the first time they hear it?
An automatic classic. That's what I call them, automatic classic.
Yeah, that's when I knew what a hit record was, when you could hear it the first time and the club's still moving.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it just started spreading from here to everywhere. And we started performing from here to Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, all the way to Texas, you know.
Wow, that's dope.
Yeah.
And the song that took off was called Way Too Many Hoes.
It was called Way Too Many Hoes, but we chopped it down to Way Too Many.
All right, let me spit a. Can you spit a bar, at least just like maybe a bar from the song, so we can know what we're working with.
Yeah. The melody was like way too many hoes to worry about one. Smoking on Joe, a gram in one. Everywhere I go, they all the same.
Oh, so you can sing too.
Yeah, I didn't want to give a free show, but, but
you just did.
The first verse was, she was looking so good, smoking on Arizona. Then I walled up.
Just give them a taste. Don't give them too much.
I ain't gonna give them a taste.
That's all they need.
I filled up by the fox in the corner. No time to flirt, so I asked for a number. Plus, I got fur, so she jumped in the Hummer.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm doing acapella right now.
So
listen to me real quick, because if you give them too much, right now you're giving them teasers. I want them to be able to come follow you to get the just a little breadcrumb. Then they got to follow you to get the whole loaf, okay?
Right.
That's just that's it. That's all they need right there. They on their way right there. Way too many hoes, y'all. And so from way too many hoes, you made other hits like Bend Over, and what you have right now in rotation. Let's talk about that. What is the name of the song that you have in rotation right now?
The song right now is it's called Bike Stroke, and it plays off of our saying. We're called Clay Cut Records. And we used to always go around with a saying, and it's called Clay Cut Got Your Bike. And in Polk County, I don't know if you ever been to Polk County before, but in the hood in Florida, the word we used to, you know, it's really Florida Ebonics. That's what I call it. So we thought instead of saying the word back, we say bike. We say bike. And,
exactly.
Bike. So, wait a minute. Got right now, when we did come up with the song, DJ Secret and I were on the phone, to tell you the truth, and he helped me be a believer in the song because it was COVID. What happened was it was COVID, and all the clubs was closed, you know, and nobody was to really work. So he was like, man, this is a great time to put a song out, you know, because nobody, you know, everybody's at home and everybody's on their everybody's on their phone and they're on social media. So this is the first time to put a song out, and you know people can see the song because they got more time to actually just you know look.
They got time. They got time to look and listen.
Mm-hmm. So we released the song, you know, and it's got more of a stretches age wise. So. Because the way I perform, I try to get booked in all age groups. Like I don't care if it's grown and sexy, all the way down to jitterbug clubs. I don't care if it's jitterbug, grown and sexy or whatever. I'm trying to get booked. You know, get a check.
Right.
That's why we did come out with that first song, and it's doing real well as far as people responding to it and everything. We just did a video to it. And released it like maybe a week ago or something like that.
So
that's the official release, the video a week ago. And the video is on YouTube. You can just go on the Clay Cut Records on YouTube, or you can go on my page at TeenSlow863 on Instagram. And also follow me too at TeenSlow863 on Instagram also.
Absolutely. And we will make sure that we get all of this information out to our listeners so that you can support this man doing his thing. Guys, Clay Cut Records. Clay Cut Got Your Bike. Now, this is what's so funny is that when I first moved here and I was hearing people say bike and they were saying and it was supposed to be back. I'm from Ohio. I did not understand what they were saying. I'm like, can you repeat what you're saying? And it was like, bike, I'm going to call you right, bike. And I'm like, you don't do what? I was so confused. And then when I understood the lingo and then I heard your song, I was like, oh, God, I got to have him on the podcast so we could talk about this bike.
Yeah, so we had to brand that because we've been saying, you got to understand, we've been saying that since we was kids. Actually, we got that from our grandfathers. You know, that's something in Florida. They've been saying it's really they've been saying it since slavery in Florida. You know,
it's deeply rooted in the South. I definitely
right.
understand it's a Florida thing.
They've been saying that since slavery. I mean, all the way to the OGs and everything. Everybody who, I mean, you know, God bless the dead. But they've been saying that for a while. We just kind of like, you know, we was like, hey, being ashamed of it, hey, let's brand it. You know,
let's brand it.
Let's brand it. Everybody, anybody else around the world saying it. So let's brand something that nobody's doing. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what you're going to have to probably do is explain it. Because if you put out a song and God forbid you in on the East Coast and you in New York or somewhere and you start talking about hit it from the bike, okay?
Right.
You gonna have everybody who yo son what's hit it from the bike, you know? So you
yeah.
have to explain it, you know.
Well,
so hopefully
that's part of the play though, because you know when you say something that somebody kind of got to think about.
Right.
Yeah, that's like.
So that's what we're
like,
doing in 2021.
It draws you in because, you know, if you make it simple for people, they kind of just hear what you're saying and keep going. But if you
and
make somebody think, if you make somebody think, now they get drawn in and now they're trying to figure out. You ever had, you know what I mean by getting drawn in? You ever somebody ever asks you something and it's right at the tip of your thoughts, but you can't really think of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, man, you might spend a whole 30 minutes trying to remember.
Trying to figure it out.
Sort of like an old song. Somebody might say, hey, you remember this song, man? It was out during this time. Everybody used to listen to this song. You remember this song during this time when we went to the beach or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah, I remember. I can't think of the name, you know. So that's the kind of reaction we get.
You got
you know,
brain
like,
teasers. We call
right.
it brain teasers. That's what you
exactly.
got.
Yeah, exactly.
We love
yeah.
it. We love it, and we are here for it. And also, like I noticed, one of the things that you were able to do is we interviewed the guys who put together the Tampa Classic. Shout
yeah.
out to Memory Makers. One of the owners of Memory Makers we were able to interview him. This was the very first. Classic that he put together. And you
yeah.
performed in that classic, correct?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, they told me, you know, that was something that they were going to do annually. So I told them that was a great idea because Tampa is a great area to do something like that annually, you know, because you got a lot of artists that's in this area that don't get the recognition that, you know, a lot of other Florida, well, basically Miami artists get, you know, not to take away from Miami, but, you know, we got a lot of great artists in Central Florida too, and I think that something like that will help spread a spotlight on a lot of great artists that's already known in Florida, you know. You just need an extra boost to the engine, that's all it is, because Luau did the same thing for a lot of artists too. Especially Trick Daddy. Luau boosted his career a lot, you know. So I think Tampa Classic will do the same thing, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Shout out to our boys at Memory Makers. And shout out to the Tampa Classics. We can't wait for the next one. We will be there interviewing everyone who hits the stage. We weren't able to get everyone who hit the stage last year. But hopefully with this COVID thing, you know, I'm a little afraid that COVID shut down a lot of dreams that people had to have large, when it comes to large crowds.
Right.
Just like the, you know, Monday is MLK Day. And,
exactly.
you know, everybody looks forward to the parades and things of that. Do you guys normally have a parade in Polk County?
Yeah, we have the greatest parades here in Polk County. I mean, we have like, I think we have like three or four parades. We have Lakeland, Winter Haven, Haines City, Bartow, Lakewell, Fort Meade, and all of them are spectacular. I mean, yeah.
Now, are they still having them due to COVID? Are there plans of any cancellations of any parades, or are they just moving forward?
All the parades are canceled, you know, but you're still going to have, I think, probably gatherings, you know, because it's a lot of families and such of people who live in this area. So the way Polk County works is even if the parades are canceled, you got people who are known in certain parts of their area that they just – it's going to be crowd drawn anyway, you know. But I don't think it's going to be official – it's not going to be official parade.
Right.
Because of COVID, yeah.
Absolutely. And we know that COVID has kind of put damper in people's plans. For Clay Cut Records, though, what has COVID made it hard for you guys to get out and brand yourself?
Yeah, it's made it – I'm going to look at it two ways. As far as it making it hard, yeah, it's making it hard to brand yourself because the way Clay Cut works is – we actually go to clubs and we actually promote. We actually go to clubs and promote. That's how we always done it since we began. So that kind of put a damper in our game plan, you know, because I'm just kind of getting used to social media, Secret helping me, a lot of other people helping me. Shout out to Sweet 16 in Tampa, Flying Brian, all of them helping us to, you know, to build up social media because my name on the streets is huge, but you know social media is a new game that I've got that we playing, you know.
And
that's why I'm asking everybody who's listening just to join the page, share it, comment, and do whatever you can because the music is spectacular. We in our own lane. We have a genre that nobody else has. It's called R&G. Yeah, it's called R&G. You know, and we here on an R&G mission. It's called Rhythm and Gangster. We trying to bring this rhythm to another level. It's just another lane that nobody doing. So, and we looking for artists that's willing to, you know, that can you know do that kind of lane. You know,
right.
And I'm talking about real
right.
singers, not to take away from rappers who trying to sing, but I'm talking about singers who can do R&G music. You know, so. But I think as long as we just keep pushing, I think everything is going to work itself out. And I think the positive part of COVID is, you know, we are producers too. So COVID helped us to hibernate and come up with melodies that we would have never thought of because we would have been too busy in the street. So it kind of worked out. It kind of worked out both ways because we would have never came up with a backstroke. We got some other singles coming out. We would never came up with those singles the way we did if we would just been ripping and running in the streets too.
Absolutely.
So
it
worked out both ways, I can say, you know.
Absolutely. So, guys, if you are listening in and you are not signed, you are an independent artist, and you're looking for some great people to work with, and you're in Polk County. Or if you're wherever you at, if you're willing to catch a flight, you ain't listen. We catch flights where I'm from. If you're willing to catch a flight down here to Florida, check out Clay Cut Records. We got Slow. You know, RNG. That's what he's looking for, right? Is that the only genre you're looking for right now, or can we? Are you possibly looking to work with any other type of artist?
We're working with any type of artist. It's just that when we do work with any type of artist, we implement what we do into the stem. We're looking for real talent, not gimmicks. You know, we're looking for people who actually love music and not just trying to get 15 minutes of fame, you know.
Right.
Yeah, you know, because that's – and not to take away from what people are doing, you know, all they hustle or whatever, but – music to us is an art, and it's something that we love, we enjoy, and we grew up doing it. So, but you know, you got people who social media makes it that way. You got people who, you know, they woke up yesterday, and man, I think I can do the same thing he did. You don't know how long it took him to get there, the journey.
You know how long it took absolutely
him to cultivate his talent. You know what I'm saying? And so that's the illusion that social media gives to a lot of artists. They think that it's an overnight thing. I can just wake up and do this. Nah, it ain't like that. Anybody can go on YouTube and get a beat, but it's more than just getting the beat off YouTube. You got to have chemistry. You got to know how to have chemistry with the production.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of people don't know. Yeah.
They don't understand that. It's like a marriage. Okay?
Yeah,
music
yeah.
is like a marriage, ain't it?
Yeah. It is. And it's funny you say that because we were just talking about that the other day. I don't care if you even get a somebody's production off of YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You got to understand, a lot of artists have to understand that your voice is not your voice and the beat. Your voice, all your voice is just another instrument on the beat.
Mm-hmm.
So you can it's just like a band, you know. You can be in a band, but if everybody in the band is married or merging or sound in unison and you come along and one instrument
ain't on the same
frequency. One instrument can throw a whole band off. And I don't think a lot of artists who wake up trying to be artists think like that. I think they just think that they can make the beat better. You can't make the beat better. The beat was good when you
before I met you.
The beat was good when you downloaded it. That's why you downloaded it.
That beat is like a single black woman. I can do bad all by myself.
Yeah, you know, exactly. It's funny you say that. It's like people get in relationships, they feel like they can make somebody better. You can't make nobody better.
I ain't going there with you slow. I ain't going there with you right now.
You can't make nobody better. They got to want to be better themselves. That's it.
Absolutely.
That's
yeah. See, listen, y'all getting some jewels dropped on you right now. Take them for what they are. Listen, it has been a pleasure having you on the show. Go ahead and let our listeners know. So where do you see Clay Cut Records going in the future? Is there any kind of movies or anything like that that you guys want to put under your belts?
Well, to be honest with you, I think we're going to grow into a huge brand. Especially this year is going to be a huge year for us. Movies and right now, you know, people are doing movies, YouTube and social media and all that kind of productions and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. And we have cameras and everything that we invested in a long time ago that can do that kind of stuff. Right now we're just kind of focusing on the music portion because it's almost like when you plant a seed. You can plant a seed, but you got to wait for the seed to actually
harvest,
right? So the seed right now is a hit song.
Absolutely,
that's all the seed is, a hit song. But that hit song is gonna lead to a lot of other things like movies and
Well, y'all already got it. Y'all already got it. Hit it from the bike.
Yeah. It's a great song. I actually tell you the truth, Secret believed in that song more than I did because I just released it because I didn't really release it for it to be a club hit, but
mm-hmm.
a lot of people taking to it in the club. I released it so because it was a great song to listen to and for anybody. I call it the barbecue song. You know how you have a barbecue?
Absolutely, yeah. It's one of them joints.
And you have your whole family come to the barbecue. And they like, and your auntie be like, put that bike stroke on.
Yeah.
I want to shake my bike.
That's only going to be your auntie in Florida that calls it bike. Because, like I said, as soon as you cross that Florida borderline, we're going to need you to be the interpreter. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. But I think with COVID, that's the one thing I think that COVID hurt the most, because these jitterbugs got all their clubs. But I think COVID hurt a lot of grown and sex clubs, because you don't really have them.
Yeah.
You don't have grown and sexy people. And I mean, when I say grown, I mean like, you know, 25 and up. You know, that's what I'm
Absolutely.
Saying.
Absolutely. Well,
yeah,
shout out to the 7th and Grove. I heard they've been doing some grown people thinking. Shout out to DJ Sandman, who's been on the show, and also H. They're putting together some grown and sexy things around the city. So
okay,
hopefully,
put that bike stroke in your rotation, Sandman.
Absolutely. I'll make sure I let him know. I'm going to send a song to him. DJ Sandman, I think he still does the 12 o'clock lunch rotation. But definitely, yeah, he's been on the show. We could definitely put a word in to get that in rotation.
He can hit Secret up. He can hit DJ Secret up too, because that's the Secret is into the and very involved in what I do too. I know DJs keep a real close connection, you know.
Absolutely. So go ahead and give us those social media platforms again, so that we are able to reach out and listen to your music, support you in any way possible.
Yeah, all my social media, to tell you the truth, if you want to make it easy, you can go to the Bike Stroke song on YouTube, and right up under the song, it has all of the destinations for all of the social media sites.
Okay.
For me, yeah. So you can go to YouTube and search Bike Stroke Slow. Bike Stroke, BIKESTROKE space Slow. And that has all of my social media links in the description box. So
perfect. I mean, perfect. You're making
right
it
now,
easy.
Because you got to simplify, because I can give all those names right now, but people ain't got no pad and pencil right now, you know.
The attention span is the size of an ant.
Nah, they probably drinking some on some yak just like me right now.
My drink is Cavassier. What you sipping?
What you said?
Cavassier.
Oh, that's my girl, though.
Absolutely.
That's
what I drink.
That's my drink. Yeah, I'm a Cavassier.
Oh, really?
Remy. Yeah, Cavassier Remy. And I sip on some Henny, too. But Cavassier is my number one.
Yeah, I just got back into my cognacs and my brandies and stuff. But, yeah, that's what I sip on, Cavassier Remy. I might have it with some ginger ale. You got to try it that way.
Yeah.
All right.
That's why I know our good spirits always come together.
Absolutely. Now, do you go ahead right now? I want you to spend this next moment to give you shout outs to any of your supporters, any of your fans, anyone who's helped you along the way. Just go ahead and give your shout outs right now.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to especially my homeboy DJ Secret. You know, I mean, he's been sticking by me ever since everybody kind of jumped ship, you know, doing their own thing, and that means a lot to me. I want to give a shout out to Sweet 16 Studios over there in Tampa. I'm on the song with Priceless Scott on her album dropping. Shout out to Tampa. I want to give a shout out to Soldier, who owns Sweet 16 Studios over there. He's talking about doing some merging between Polk County and Tampa, so we can actually put two areas together and do some takeover stuff. You know, we're talking about that. That's in the works. Soldier, if you're listening, you know, call me in so we can do that right away. Also, JT Money, he also has a new album out, and I'm on a song on his album. It's called Awesome. And he had me come in, and JT's a friend of mine. JT Money, shout out to you. And his brother Mac, they got me on a new song. It's called Awesome. We're gonna do a video for that. Shout out to JT Money, and I just want to give a shout out to the state of Florida and anybody from FAMU, Florida, and anybody from Florida A&M University. Man, that's go Rattlers, man! Strike again.
I love it. Well, thank you again so much, Soul, for being on our podcast. All of our podcasts are recorded. They're archived, and you can play them back over and over and over again. I hope if you are listening and you want to play this back to the beginning, you'll hear a lot of jewels dropped on you about Polk County, the history of Polk County. We've actually just got a little glimpse into another part of Florida, and we truly appreciate you coming through. And listen, we are going to put your song in rotation here on our station. And if we have your permission, do we have your permission?
Oh man, you had my permission a long time ago, but when you told me you was a Cavassier,
Oh, I'm in there.
We need to sip on this and listen to it together.
Absolutely. I'm with it. Sounds like a plan. I appreciate it. All right, guys, listen, we have been overjoyed that you guys have listened and tuned in with us tonight. Your boy Slo right here, and also RNG Music. Listen, yes. Y'all, get ready for it. It's happening, whether you like it or not. RNG Music. Oh, and shout out to Real Shooters. They're my boys.
Yeah,
I see you work with them a little bit, right?
Yeah, man. Great guys, man. You shot that bike stroke video, and it came out fantastic. Yeah, shout out to the Real Shooters, man.
Oh, so they did the bike stroke video.
They shot the video, yeah. Real Shooters, Baby Smooth, they shot the video, and it came out.
My boy Scurry McFlurry.
Yeah, it came out fantastic. It came out fantastic, man.
Listen, them are some little guys with some big visions, I tell you that.
Yeah, they are. They're some little guys with big visions. And, you know, those are the kind of guys that I like working with because you can grow together, you know.
Absolutely.
And there's no egos involved. And I see great things coming. I really do.
Yeah, absolutely. Polk County in the building. In the building.
Now,
all right,
y'all. When you get your show on TV, BET or whatever, I need that national interview.
Oh, you
TV.
In there? You
yeah.
And listen, we're gonna be on the show with
yeah.
our glasses of Cavassier.
Right.
And we're gonna
exactly.
shout out Polk County. That's what we're gonna do.
Yeah. Now, hey, we ain't hating on Breakfast Club and all that kind of stuff with Charlamagne.
Nah, they ain't got nothing on us. They ain't got nothing on us.
Right, exactly.
All right, well, you take care. I appreciate you. We're going to go ahead and wrap our show up, but thank you again. You're more than welcome to come through. Tell DJ Secret he up next. I'm going to get at him.
Yeah,
you
got to
get at him. Tell him be waiting for my inbox.
You got to get at him. That's the original OG.
Absolutely.
And I just want to leave everybody with at Team Slo 863 and go to YouTube, Bike Stroke Slo.
Yo, it's on all the platforms. It's out right now. Go cop that.
On there, right there.
All right, we appreciate y'all. All right, listeners, y'all already know what it is. Listen, next week, y'all need to be tuned in on Tuesday because I got some heat coming through for y'all from Virginia. Y'all, this dude puts it down. I want y'all to make sure that y'all are tuned in. Next week, we got Sincerest. The Don, y'all. And also, Anthony Q, he got a voice, y'all. It's like honey. This dude is like honey. But if you look at, he look like a thug. But y'all, tune in next week because I'm going to bring it to you. That's what I do. It's your girl, Self May V. And this was your podcast right here on Blog Talk Radio. All